another episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. That's right, we're back. A little bit late on this one. Sorry, we've got a lot going on, a lot of video conferences, a lot of writing for SI.com coverage of Washington football, and as well trying to do all these podcasts. So just be patient with us. We will get you out another episode before the weekend, and away we go. Right here on this particular episode coming up, you will hear from the head coach of the Washington football team. That's right, he's Ron Rivera. You will hear from him via a whole bunch of cuts. What we did was on the last episode that we had for you, we had Sam Mills III. And before that, we had Chris Harris, and before that, we had Randy Jordan and Ken Zampezi. So we've been running through all of these assistants. But then on Tuesday, we got a chance to talk to Ron Rivera. We were kind of a little bit backed up here. So we will play for you what the head coach had to say in cut form. A little bit different. Lots of good stuff from him. But first, we get to the news of the day, if you will. And that is that the Washington football team announced a new initiative, which I think is pretty cool. It's not something that hasn't been done before. It's something that, again, has been done in different forms and different fashions, right? But it is something unique for the Washington football team. And here's what it is. It is a new digitally owned production and digitally controlled multimedia experience, as they're calling it, for the 2020 season called Unfiltered. And it is headed, of course, by Senior Vice President of Media and Content, now Julie Donaldson. And basically, it's designed to peel back the curtain and let you in and do the things that Bruce Allen would have never, ever, ever allowed you to do. Bruce Allen did not want fans and media to have any inside access. I mean, obviously, Larry Michael had, you know, inside access because he was the TV guy, and they did allow some video shooting and whatever of warm-ups, and even when media wasn't allowed out there, of course, Larry was. But this is going to be a little bit differently. Let me read you real quickly from the press release, some of the highlights, what they're going to do, and this is going to be on all of their digital loan channels, you know, of course, WashingtonFootball.com and YouTube and all that, Twitter, you can see it, Facebook. And again, the whole series is called Unfiltered. It'll take viewers behind the scenes of the franchise happenings while connecting with fans more areas of through more areas of interest than ever before. We'll get to that. Again, it'll be available on the team website, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and they'll have some clips on Instagram because they can't put the whole thing. They already are doing the training camp daily thing and a happy hour type show or whatever. But basically, according to the statement and according to Donaldson, quote, Unfiltered allows us to pull back the curtain and use a cross-channel approach to serve up a 360-degree view of our organization and players. But more than that, we want to have a dialogue with our fans and involve them like never before. Our program will empower the fan voice as a key component as we prepare for game day, when many view our broadcasts with multiple screens and analyze the team in real time. So let me give you a little synopsis of what this series is going to include on a weekly basis, which is going to be kind of crazy, right? But good for Julie and good for her team, because, again, the way you win back fans is by being really nice to them, okay? Especially in today's day and age, when you need them more than they need you, okay? Quite honestly. And when it's not just designed to shake them down for money, because right now we don't even know if fans are going to be allowed in the games. That kind of depends on Prince George's County and the state of Maryland. But the weekly slate for this unfiltered series includes, and I assume this will be like one episode of this per week, but I'm not exactly sure. I'm waiting to talk to Julie about this, but it'll be titled, again, the seven different series, The Game. And what that means is Washington football team coverage that speaks the modern fans' language through cutting-edge visuals and X's and O's. Viewers will be invited to banter with the talking heads. The Park. The organization has listened to the fan base, who have said long that they would like an inside look into the team's facilities. Now, both in-season and during the off-season, fans can expect a weekly series that incorporates a well-known Washington fan narrating the ups and downs of everyday life at the Inova Performance Center. The Lab, a weekly show hosted by some of the best Madden competitors around, where team players, gamers, and fans can interact and learn how to dominate on the virtual gridiron and participate in matchups that they never thought they'd see. Next one is called The Life. The segment will showcase the lighter side of the game through the lens of pop culture, complete with fan interaction and fresh memes. The Fit. Fashion is an expression of players' personalities across professional sports, who frequently inspire fans as fits. And The Fit is a weekly series dedicated to the world of fashion that will go inside the players' wardrobes. They'll review sneaker drops, debut clothing line collaborations, and cover new Washington football team gear. The Fit will be more than just player style photos. It'll blend music and fashion to allow fans to see yet another side of their favorite players. The Legacy is another one. Nobody knows Washington football better than those who have taken the field. The 30-minute show will feature Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion John Riggins, alongside a cast of rotating legends, trading stories from the field, the locker room, and beyond. The Beat. DC is home to political debates 24/7, 365. This half hour will be a bit lighter, but will pit local reporters against each other as they discuss their views on the Washington football team, the NFL as a whole, and a potpourri of trending topics. So that is the press release. That is Unfiltered, a multimedia cross-channel experience that the Washington football team debuted on Thursday in terms of, or announced, I should say, available on all of their social channels and whatever. And we will try and bring you some coverage of that and what we learn and what we pick up from all of this stuff. Sounds like a great idea. Again, this would have never happened under Bruce Allen. So good for Julie. I hope she can pull all this off. Seems like a ton of work, but really looking forward to watching a lot of this stuff. All right. In addition, the Washington football team really starting now to kind of ramp up. The helmets, newly designed, newly labeled. Players can start wearing those. I believe today was the first day that they can start wearing them. I may be off by a day. All these rules are kind of crazy. We got our training camp schedule. We'll have that for you on the next episode. And as well, we're going to hear from head coach Ron Rivera. That's coming up next right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us. All right, guys, it is Chris Russell here for our friends at DoorDash. That's right. Between never-ending laundry cycles, incoming emails, doctor's appointments, honey-do lists, whatever you've got, kids driving you crazy, workouts, exercise, you got to give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. Or dinner tonight, or lunch tomorrow, whatever meal you want. If you want Chinese, if they want pizza, if somebody's craving froyo, whatever froyo is, there's something for everyone on DoorDash. And you can continue to support your favorite restaurants in your community. Restaurants that are unfortunately struggling in the coronavirus pandemic, they need your help, they need your support too. You have counted on them to be there for you, and now they are counting on you, and they need you. So go to DoorDash and download the app. wherever you download your favorite app. Of course, whatever phone you have, it's easy to find. Get it. And with over 300,000 partners worldwide, you can, again, support these local companies and get whatever you want, from fast food to sit down and casual American. Right now, our listeners right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code Locked On. That's $5 off, zero delivery fees with the promo code Locked On. Download the DoorDash app in the App Store and get $5 off and no delivery fees, and get yourself some food and feel happy. All right, it is Chris Russell with you. We continue along here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Let's get you Ron Rivera, a bunch of cuts here that we have for you. My thanks to the Washington Football Team, Public Relations, WashingtonFootball.com, and my buddy Tom Brock Plyman at 106.7 The Fan for helping us out with all this and turning around the audio. So Ron Rivera was asked about the tight ends, specifically a area of weakness. Logan Thomas, for now, on the COVID-19 list. Expect him to get off. His wife posted something about that on Thursday afternoon. Looks like he should be good to go pretty soon. But Ron Rivera asked about the tight ends.
I feel good about the tight ends. I do. I think, you know, obviously once we get Logan through the protocol, we'll be okay.
And how about Sadiq Charles, the fourth round pick, left tackle out of Louisiana State?
Sadiq looked good. Big, athletic, strong, a young guy, raw, a lot of talent. I think he's a guy that, as he goes through the process, is going to build confidence. And I think it's one of the things, too, is you got to learn the language. And that's probably the thing that slows most rookies down from getting onto the field quickly. But if Sadiq can learn the language, understand the techniques that we're teaching, and be able to take both those things and mesh them together, I think we might have a pretty good football player. Although I'm real curious and interested to watch Geron Christensen. I think he's a very athletic guy who's gotten some opportunities and taken advantage of it. So I think we're going to have a real good battle at left tackle. I'm excited to watch that.
All right, this is the Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell. We continue along with head coach Ron Rivera from his media session earlier this week. How about no offseason for the rooks and how that's going to affect them?
Well, it depends on what they did in the offseason. You know, this is the second time I've been through something when you don't have an offseason with your players. And the first time it was with a quarterback, though, a little bit different. But, you know, that guy spent a lot of time with quarterback coaches, spent a lot of time with the people down at IMG getting himself ready. So I know Sadiq spent a lot of time in the offseason working his technique. You know, I believe he went out and sought the help of a former player. Somebody had told me who it was. I can't remember. But so he had a pretty constructive offseason. He did a lot of positive things in terms of giving himself a chance. But, again, I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is really just learning the language. And let's don't forget, we Zoom met with those guys, you know, every day, four times a week. During the off season, you know, during what typically would have been your OTAs and mini camps, and plus being a rookie, he got to do the extra time as well with our coaches.
Washington has a new offensive line coach, John Matsko, after Bill Callahan, of course, left, and his assistant also was not retained and is now in Minnesota. The offensive line coach, again, familiar with Ron from Carolina. They did a pretty decent job down there for a number of years. How about the group that they have here?
You know, that's a tough one, because I really do like our other three positions. I think our center guard tackle situation is very strong coming into this, but they still got to compete. You know, somebody could come out of the woodwork and really push those guys, but you know, that's a very strong position, the center to the right side of our offensive line. So, you know, we're pretty excited about seeing that group come together. You know, again, the big questions being the left tackle and left guard that we're on. I think that's a great question in terms of, is there going to be the type of competition that you see on the left side, on the right side? I'm hard pressed to believe it, because I really do like those three guys that I mentioned, the center, guard, tackle situation.
And one more for Ron from right now. How about, how do you practice tackling when you can't tackle in practice and you don't have any preseason games. Kind of hard to develop that unique fundamental approach.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're going to look at doing is, you know, some tackling circuits on the defensive side, some stations in terms of where they can practice their techniques. You don't necessarily have to practice it at full speed. This is one of the things that we went through when I was in Carolina, was that, you know, going into my actually halfway through my first season, one of the things that was very evident was we weren't tackling as well as we needed to. And Sean McDermott, who's now up in Buffalo as the head coach, he came with this great idea of, you know, having a tackling circuit. Why don't we, you know, do these stations where these guys work on their different techniques for tackling? And so again, you know, working on the technique of tackling, so guys understand how to form it up, how to fit it up, and how to, you know, make a tackle, I think is important, because you're not really going to be able to simulate as much live action as you would like to. And again, you're right, they're not going to get the four, you know, preseason games where they can really work on the tackling. So it's something that you've got to be really good about. You've got to really work on their technique and their ability to tackle in terms of whenever you do have a live period.
All right, once again, that is Ron Rivera. I'm Chris Russell. Thanks to the Washington football team for the audio and Zoom conference as well. Tom Brock Plyman at 106.7 The Fan. When we return, we will have more from Riverboat Ron on how Alex Smith has looked and Brandon Scherff. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us. All right, once again, we continue along on the Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell. You can always email me, russellmania09@gmail.com. So, hey, Ron Rivera, how has Alex Smith looked since he's come back?
He's looked good. He really has. You know, I'll be honest, I was pleasantly surprised to see how far along he is. It's been exciting to watch his progression. You know, he's working off to the side with the trainers. He's trying to mirror all the activity that the other quarterbacks are doing with Kenny and Scott Turner. And, you know, they get a chance, you know, he gets a chance to work on all those techniques, and he's looked very fluid. He really has. And, you know, and it's a tribute to who he is, a tribute to his trainers and his doctors that have helped him get to where he is today.
And Coach Rivera was asked about players opting out, and the Washington team has already dealt with a couple of those in Josh Harvey Clemens and Caleb Brantley as we reach the deadline here. There may be more by the time you listen to this, but as of right now, there's just those two.
That is because, again, you know, this is a very serious situation, and from what I've seen, the guys that have all opted out, and you listen to their reasoning, it all makes sense. And you know, and who am I to judge whether another guy should or shouldn't? You know, so, you know, I actually have talked to one of our players who did opt out. And, you know, it was very heartfelt. We had a great discussion and, you know, and I told him I respect his decision. And so he, you know, he made his own decision based on himself and his family. And to me, that's important when you make those types of decisions.
I continue along with head coach Ron Rivera. Is there a deadline for Alex Smith to come back and compete for a starting job?
No, I really haven't thought about a drop dead point, mostly because he's a veteran. He's a very smart quarterback. Bright individual, and be honest with you, I probably believe he already knows probably 75% of our playbook. So for him, it's really just a matter of, you know, can he do the movements he needs to do? Can he protect himself when he's on the field, more so than anything else? I mean, again, you know, because remember, he's going to have to hand the ball off. He's going to have to drop back into the pocket, throw the ball. He's going to have to escape. And we have to make sure he can do those things and protect himself as he plays.
Hey, Ron, how about Brandon Scherff, your franchise tag player? What do you think about him?
Well, I think as we get to know him more and more, you know, it really is one of those things where you feel more and more comfortable with a guy like that and making a kind of commitment. You know, he's been great. You know, he's been here a little over a week. You know, we've interacted with him on Zoom on the off season. Now we got a chance to watch him work out, and he's been darn good. He really has. He's been as good as advertised. You know, one of the things that we talk about is who these guys are, and as we've gotten to know Brandon, I've gotten to know him. I've been impressed so far, and you know, it's one of those things that, you know, again, going into to the off season, who knows? You know, we'll see what happens during the season, but he is somebody that, you know, that has been as good as advertised so far.
And the presumed starting quarterback is Dwayne Haskins, although that is not official, but he is the presumed starting quarterback. How's he doing with the playbook and learning the new language?
I don't think Dwayne's very far behind. I really don't. He's done a great job of studying, preparing, getting himself ready for this. And, you know, he's been great. You know, he's been on the field doing the things that we've asked of him. He's done the extra stuff that he and I talked about in the offseason. I mean, he's done the things that I think puts him right there where he needs to be at this junction of where we are in our training. You know, having only been able to do Zoom and now really had 4 days of work on the field. I think he's done a job that I think deserves recognition. So I appreciate you asking about that.
All right, once again, thanks to the Washington football team, WashingtonFootball.com, and Tom Brock Plyman for their help with the audio and turning that all around. Thanks to Ron Rivera for speaking with us and Washington football team public relations. I'm Chris Russell. That's going to do it for us on this episode of the Washington football team podcast. We will have another episode before the weekend is out and more reaction. We'll hear a little bit more, I think, from Ron Rivera. And as well, we have... Who else do we have? We have Brandon Scherff, and we've got to get to Kendall Fuller. We have so much audio, we don't even know what to do with it. That's coming up still before the weekend is out right here on LOWFT. Have a great day. Adios.